Now to a story with a big, and I mean very big, ick factor. It's about rats, Norway rats. They're the kind you see in cities, 7 inches long, grayish-brown, darting around dumpsters, eating jumbo slices of pizza. Now they're migrating into suburban neighborhoods, attracted by the recent boom in backyard farming. Sarah Mises-Tan of member station WCAI reports.
Mike Travers is an exterminator with EcoGeek Pest Control, and he's out in a neighborhood in Barnstable looking for rats. Mid-sized suburban houses with lawns and wooded backyards evenly dot the street. These days, these are telltale signs that rats could be making a home here, too.
So we're at a residential home right now, and this is something that's new.
10 years ago, his business mostly handled rat problems at restaurants with dumpsters outside. But now the issue's spreading beyond restaurants to people's houses.
I would say probably 80% of my rat calls are for residential homes.
Travers is making a residential call at Janice Schofield's house today. Schofield is a school teacher by day, and in her free time, she takes care of goats that other people no longer want.
What are you two doing? These are my sons. This is Buddy and Lilu. And then my two big ones, the one with the white band, that's Bailey and his sister Lily.
She's converted her backyard into a pen for them.
You gonna say hi?
The goats have become her after-school companions. But earlier this year, she started noticing that along with goats, she also had rats.
That's what freaked me out, was that they were bothering the goats. And the goats were coming out of the shed and it was cold out. And so that's when I said I gotta buy traps.
Mike Travers says it's typical now for rats to be attracted to suburban yards as people like Schofield become more interested in bird watching and hobby farming.
Some of those things are cultural, one of them being that people want to eat cleaner food. We want to have more control over the food that we eat, so what do? We become backyard farmers. We get backyard chickens, backyard goats, we start to garden, and that is making food more available to rodents.
But there's a bigger issue at play. Bobby Corrigan is one of the country's premier rodentologists and has been studying rats for the better part of 30 years. He says the driving problem on the East Coast is that there's been about a decade of relatively mild, shorter winters, which allows the rats to reproduce more frequently. With harsh winters,
it shuts down its reproduction during the really cold months and where it's snow and ice and prolonged sub-freezing temperatures. Well, we haven't had those like that for a whole decade. We hypothesize that the city rats are likely getting in another litter.
He corrects himself, though, on that term, city rat.
We call them city rats. But now we would have to accurately just say, you know, they're town rats, they're farm rats, they're city rats, they're wild rats.
In the end, he says rats are a lot like us. And the best way to solve our ever-growing rat problems is to shine a light on ourselves to see what we're doing wrong.
I always say if you want to figure out what's going on with rats, it's almost like hold up a mirror. Rats are barometer reading of the environmental health that we control with our refuse and clutter and backyards and that kind of thing.
For Janice Schofield and her goats, this has meant laying regular traps, keeping her goats' hay covered, doing pen maintenance to keep it clean of droppings, and making sure they don't spill their food when they eat.
So see, everybody has their buckets, but underneath, this is where I saw the rat that night, and probably because he dropped a piece.
She says she tries her best, but some aspects of raising animals will mean other, less wanted animals will be attracted too. She's learning to live with the rats. In moderation. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.